Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, thank you for that, Noel, and thank you, Chris, for playing Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, one of the all-time classics, and Ben the Video, too. I'm really excited to have a gentleman coming on the show now, Jack Carrere. He is the co-founder and CEO of ProKeep. ProKeep is a platform to help distributors be more efficient with their customers, which sounds very niche-y, but it's massive, and I think that he's processing $10 or $11 billion worth of orders right now. So, really great to have one of these companies on that's locally grown, and looks like it's on the way to being another one of our great tech and digital media wins for the region.
Well, Jack, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us, and if you would tell us about ProKeep.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So, great intro, Michael. I might get you to be our pitch guy. I think you said that perfectly.
He'll spin records for you too, Jack.
in a nutshell, we're just that we're a communication and commerce platform, purpose built for distributors. So, you know, if you think, at your own home, especially in the summer, your AC breaks, and you have a technician, come to your house to triage that and get you back up and running. We make it easier for that person, that technician, to get what they need, and get on with their day. So, usually they're texting in a picture of a broken motor, broken capacitor, into their local shop. Their local distributor might be a Johnston Supply. So that counter person can fulfill that request and get that contractor on with their day. We originally started making a lot of trips down Distributors Row in Harahan, working with the likes of Flick, Acme Refrigeration, but have been fortunate to scale up the solution, and really because the values resonated with over 1,000 distributors now across the U.S. and Canada, which has been a lot of fun.
Jack, through the process, was there something that surprised you? I mean, that it seems as though you brought an application that a lot of folks were not using, and they didn't realize, I guess, how much downtime they were actually experiencing and how inefficient they actually were without this communication system.
You know, the interesting thing is, we spent a lot of time in the market just listening and learning. I think, when I look back on it, I reflect, we probably talked to over 100 contractors, chasing them down in parking lots and having them fill out our silly surveys and getting chased off distributors' parking lots because we're hassling their customers. But when they started to listen and learn and trust us, and just sitting at these counters, you saw how they interacted with their customers. The thing that surprised us was, a lot of this communication was already happening. They were texting on their personal phones and using personal methods to help their customers interact with them a little bit easier. And so we said, hey, like there's gotta be a way to do this, better way to do this. Let's bring it, to a central system, give the benefit to the enterprise that, we can share these conversations across the counter and get some efficiency, but also some accountability, essentially creating a central repository for all these records, these customer information to make them a little bit better. So I think when you're looking to start a company and innovate, sometimes the inspiration is already happening. You got to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, I had similar experiences inside the sheriff's office. It's interesting how that works. I got to imagine your system though really facilitates and helps with the gaining efficiencies relative to inventory management as well.
Yeah, there's one of the areas we're leaning into, now is helping our customers move more units, move more boxes, through helping them get the word out. So one of our customers in Odessa, Texas, actually, he's been really good at using our system to let his customers know, hey, I got a truck rolling to the east side of town. Do you need me to put anything on it today? You know, spreading awareness that, you know, he's got a truck rolling and get your orders in by a certain time to add some urgency. But he can also let them know, you know, I'm trying to move these two pallets of whatever and you know, get them a deal. So that's been effective. There's a million different like use cases, you know, across the country of how our customers are using the tool, because it does serve a wide variety of use cases, which is fun to get inspiration from.
Absolutely. Now, you recently achieved a significant milestone. What was that good news about? Tell us.
Yeah. So, you know, happy to announce, you know, late last week, really, that we raised a $25 million Series A investment led by a group out of San Francisco, and then participation from our current investor base, and then also some local capital, you know, with Benson Capital Partners participating in some local angels. And that's going to allow us to continue to build and innovate, you know, for our customers, but also continue to build, you know, what we hope is a great company here in Louisiana and keep the momentum going.
It sounds like the only thing, the only restriction here is the amount of imagination that you kind of have as to how you can utilize this software and assistance in all kinds of different internal systems.
Yeah, there's, you know, some days I come into work and you have to force yourself to give yourself some constraints, because the world of possibility, you know, is
they cost money, right?
somewhat infinite. But you know, one of the cool things we're doing now is, you know, now that we have you know, we have over 60 million messages that have been piped through our platform. Mostly, I mean, you think of like what you text like your friends and family, they're all unstructured, just like, you know, text, like it's what information's in there. But you know, with the technology evolving so quickly, and you know, one of the great applications of AI is to be able to make sense and put some structure around unstructured things. So you know, we're able to pull out like what brands a particular, like, you know, contractor prefers to buy, the intent of their communication. You know, are they happy? Are they like sad? Or like how is their last experience? And those are prompts, and those are entities that we can then use to help our customers, you know, drive promotions. Like if they like a particular piece of equipment, Milwaukee Tools, for instance, you know, we can show that you know, there's a particular opportunity to buy, or, you know, if they had a bad experience, make the manager aware that they did, so they can reach out with a personal touch. So there is a lot of potential, and, you know, most days, I'm putting constraints around the team so we can actually get something out the door without, like, you know, kind of just spinning in circles. But it does make for a lot of fun.
I guess it is a challenge because the consumer base expectations are constantly changing and becoming more demanding at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that does, you know, trickle down to business, right? Because, you know, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, our customers, distributors, are serving contractors, technicians, mechanics, and, you know, so they're one step removed from, you know, the real, like, you know, momentum shifts, which happen in the B2C world. But, you know, as consumers, we're used to, like, certain expectations. You know, if we order something online, we want to be notified immediately of our shipping code and know that that's going to get to us at a certain time. And those expectations are shifting to our customers' customers. You know, when they buy product from, you know, their local shop, you know, they want to be notified that it's going to come to them or be ready at a certain moment because they're planning their day. And the more customers they're able to visit, you know, the better they are in their business.
So what is New Orleans, and in particular Louisiana, meant for you guys' journey and success so far?
Yeah, it's been important. You know, I think that's the headline. There's an entrepreneurial nature in Louisiana. I'm born and raised in South Louisiana, so I'm partial there. But when we started off, it was everybody was so willing to give us some time to like help us understand their business and their challenges. And so patient with us. You got to hustle and, you know, a lot of no's. But I think, you know, a lot of people are willing to take us into their shop. For instance, you know, Acme Refrigeration, up in Baton Rouge. I remember Chuck, who was one of the principals there, giving me time in his office. And I'm like, why is this guy spending so much time with me? That was a really important point in our business to have the year of potential customers like that. And then just the tech ecosystem. We punch above our weight in terms of some past exits, Lucid and Level Set most recently. That's been an amazing force multiplier for us to learn and acquire talent and also makes up some of our investor base.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us today to talk about your company. We truly appreciate it and hope that you have much success. This is Jack Carrere, co-founder and CEO of ProKeep. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, guys.
All righty. We'll be right back with Michael Heck in just a few minutes. Stay with us.